Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, What is Beneath the Busyness and Distractedness of Our Lives?, comes from the audio program Meditation in 7 Steps by Reggie Ray. My name's Tammy Simon, and I'm the founder of Sounds True. I recorded this program with Reggie Ray in the Sounds True studio for the express purpose of introducing new people to what Reggie calls somatic meditation, meditating in a wholly embodied way. Reggie begins the program by talking about the true purpose of meditation as a way to move beyond the surface level of our life, where many of us are caught in busyness, repetitive thinking, and distractions of all kinds, so we can discover what Reggie calls our true life and the true person that we are, bubbling under the surface. This beginner's guide to somatic meditation, Meditation in 7 Steps, includes a full 80-minute session of guided practices and is available at soundstrue.com. And now our producer's pick. What is beneath the busyness and distractedness of our lives with Reggie Ray?
I said that the purpose of meditation is to enable us to become who we truly are, to become ourselves, and to open up our life and all of its possibilities. But what does this actually mean? We need to take a look at the life that we're living right now, no matter who we are, where we are in this relatively homogeneous global culture that is evolving. What is our life like as modern people? For one thing, we go very, very fast. We're enormously distracted compared to other people in other times and places. We're constantly busy, and many of us get our sense of meaning in life from how many things we accomplish in a given day. We live in a culture where what other people think of us is incredibly important, and it's very difficult in our modern culture because we get so much contradictory feedback. Some people love us, some people hate us. Some people are trying to manipulate us. Some people tell us the truth. Some people lie to us. And when we rely so much on our environment and the people around us, we often end up very confused about who we are. When things go well, we feel happy, we feel proud, we feel fulfilled. But when things don't go well with ourselves or our jobs or our relationships or our families, then we feel terrible and we feel we've lost our ground. We feel that we don't even know who we are anymore or why we're alive. The experience of confusion and distraction and despair are everywhere today. Many of us, particularly in the Western situation, feel compelled to hide who we are, and we always have to put a good face on it and pretend to other people everything is okay. My own experience as a meditation teacher has made it very clear over the last many years that actually things are not okay with anybody, that no matter how bright and cheerful everybody looks, once we get under the surface, we run into fear, depression, hopelessness, and despair. Sometimes it feels like we're all running away from ourselves at full speed and running away from our own life. At this point, the practice of meditation enters the conversation. that what it wants to say is, within you, at this exact moment, there is something much more real, much more genuine, much more steady and stable. It's there, but we have to discover it. The interesting thing about the human person is that we are defined by what we pay attention to. If we pay attention to the high-speed, high-volume information input, busy, busy, accomplishing, fear all the time that we're not good enough, if that's what we pay attention to, then that's who we feel we are. Meditation gives us a way to pay attention to something else. When we sit down and begin to pay attention to our actual person, our body, the feeling of our bodies, breathing in and out, when we just sit and we just be rather than doing, something begins to happen which is very shocking and actually completely unexpected. We begin to notice that within ourselves, within our bodies, beneath the rampant, incessant activity of our left brain, thinking, ego, mind, beneath that, there is something very still, very open. And although we can't really make sense of it, it is somehow, it's us. It's actually us in a much more true way than the busy, busy us. Out of that, strangely enough, that silence and that openness and that sense of amazing in our modern world, that sense of utter peace, we begin to discover our own voice. And we realize that so much of what we have been speaking all these years isn't really us. It's a lot of opinions that we picked up here and there. There's another voice that emerges out of the silence of our own depth that is so us. We meditate and we start to feel we're unlocking our expression. And even creative impulses and inspirations begin to arise in us. And we begin to realize that we have something we have to do in life. It's not given from the outside, it's given from the inside. We have some life we have to live, and it's our life. But we don't know what it is yet, but we can feel it's brewing and bubbling inside us. It's not something we can translate into a bunch of concepts. And yet, the more we connect with that inner stillness and peace through the practice of meditation, the more we begin to feel a purpose gathering and beginning to show itself. When we are aligned with our own inner world, our depth, our peace, we're aligned with our richness and our warmth as people. What begins to emerge, you can't put into words quite yet, but it feels like us. Some traditions talk about our original nature, or they talk about our true life. As we practice meditation and we begin to tap in, we begin to get a feeling for what this means.